Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to another day of Ramadan Reflections on this beautiful seventh day of the month of Ramadan. Today officially marks the 1/4 point of this blessed month. 7 days have gone through already of this month of Ramadan, 1/4 of it. And that means that there's not much left of this month. Obviously we say, well, there's 21 days left, 3 more weeks. But as we see already, 1 week has passed by so quickly, and hopefully we've been able to attain some level of taqwa, some level of proximity, of awareness of God within this last week through our prayers, fasting, supplications, reflection on the Quran, and all the other acts of goodness that we have been engaged in over this past week. Today, in the thought and the verse that we want to reflect upon in terms of leadership and management, we turn our attention to Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, the chapter of the women, verse number 81. And we look at the topic of being two-faced, of hypocritical, of being looking for people who are only committed individuals to a particular cause. Now, before we go to the verse for today, we have to realize the fact that people are not always as they seem. You have people who say one thing, but deep down inside their heart, they don't really mean it. They don't really accept it. They don't really believe in it. At the level of Islamic theology, we refer to that as a munafiq, as a hypocrite. Somebody who says something, but inside their heart is something completely different. In this case, they profess faith. They profess religiosity in God and belief in God and all of the fundamentals of a religion. However, deep down in their heart, they are nothing but liars. They don't accept it actually. They don't really believe in it, but they're doing it because of ulterior motives. At a level of theology, obviously that's dangerous, but that would affect the person. Obviously it would affect the society in this world because of hypocrites running around. But in the world to come, these people, as the Quran tells us, are in the worst state of affairs in terms of their punishments in the fires of hell. But when it comes to organizational matters, business administration, family leadership, community leadership, having people who are committed to the cause is one of the most important things. One of the most important qualities to have is somebody who is committed to a cause. Before we go on to review this verse in the historical perspective and the contemporary relevance in regards to our overall theme, let's have a listen and a look at this verse, and then we'll come back and deliberate upon it for a few moments. Allah says the following within the Quran.
وَيَقُولُونَ طَاعَةٌ فَإِذَا بَرَزُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ بَيَّتَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ غَيْرَ الَّذِي تَقُولُ وَاللَّهُ يَكْتُبُ مَا يُبَيِّتُونَ فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ.
And they say, we stand for obedience. But when they leave you, a party of them spend the night scheming contrary to what you say, so turn away from them. When we look at the historical significance of this verse and other such verses of the Quran, we come to realize that hypocrisy is one of the greatest dangers that Islam has ever faced, that really any religion we can say has ever faced. Because if you have believers on one side and non-believers on the other side, whether they are actively working against the religion, whether they are belligerent and actively planning and scheming against the religion, or passively disbelieving, at least you can identify them clearly. Believers, non-believers, it's clear. But when you have a hypocrite, that individual, man or woman, whether they are young or old or whatever nationality, when you have a hypocrite within the midst, they look like a Muslim. They look like they're devoted to the cause. They may dress like it. They may speak like it. They may pretend at the greatest levels of being committed. But internally, they have that sickness in the hearts as God talks about them. And their plan is to eradicate that ideology, that religion. And so when you have such people, it becomes a major challenge for any religion, any ideology to flourish and to sustain itself. Quran speaks about this many times, and I'm sure we have read these ayat, these verses about the hypocrites and their status within Islam. But if we look at it in a contemporary relevance, how does this fit with leadership and management principles? The way it fits is that we have to realize that when it comes to an organization, a business, We need to realize and be aware that only committed people need to play a role in the administration of that particular body. You know, obviously it's difficult to know what's in the people's hearts, what's in an employee's heart, what's in a volunteer's heart. We don't know. They show up for work every day, 9 to 5. They do their job. But maybe behind the scenes, they're working to sabotage the business, right? Maybe they're taking secrets and they're providing them to competitors. Maybe they are, you know, not putting in an honest day's work. They're siphoning money. They're, you know, embezzling funds from the company. Who knows? With a nonprofit charity, you know, you have many times people who will run for office, who will take the position, but they don't necessarily believe in the cause. And so they will try to do whatever it is that they can do to actually work against the organization and its goals and objectives. We have a couple of solutions. How do you deal with these kinds of people? Well, A, you could just fire them, let them go. You know, you're out of a job now. That's obviously the easiest thing to do. Is it the smartest thing? Probably not. There may be better ways to deal with it. Number two, and maybe this is more of the way to go, and again, obviously, we just give general examples and ideas. Everybody has to determine what it is that they need to do based on their own personal circumstances and situation. But definitely those kinds of individuals, if you cannot fire them, if you can't let them go, and you are doing your best in the meantime to try and change them, to change their attitude, their culture of what they're thinking and what they're doing, and get them on board, is that they need to be limited in their exposure, how much they know about the projects, about the company, about the institute, how much influence do they have on other people? Are they in charge of a group of people, of a subcommittee, of a division? If they are, maybe we need to think about limiting their control, limiting their influence, limiting their scope of how much they can spread their poisonous ideas until we can actually get them on board. As we see that hypocrisy is a challenge in any religion, in any society. Unfortunately, it's a plague which has affected all different groups of people. And first and foremost, obviously, we have to ask God, especially in this month of Ramadan, that we are kept away. Personally, we are kept away from traits of hypocrisy, that we do not fall victim to a two-faced approach. And at the same time, we also ask God that if we have these people within our midst, that He gives us the ability to change those people, to bring them on board, to have them have an awakening. And if they can't, if they don't want to, if they refuse, if they become obstinate, then we ask God to allow us to do whatever it is that is best for the greater cause of a community, of a family, of a society. And we ask God to give us the ability to fulfill our obligations. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.